News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for an update on what's happening in the Bryan School District. Brandon Webb is on hand, and I know on the top of everyone's mind, we're talking on Halloween, so it's trick-or-treating. It's on everybody's mind.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's today. If you'll check out our Twitter feed, there's a pumpkin on there with a striking resemblance to a certain executive who's sort of in charge of things around here. So we had sort of the presence of two superintendents at our lunch this afternoon, and who knew that there were such talented pumpkin carvers out there in the district, but I got to see some good examples of it today. And, you know, as everyone gets in their cars tonight or goes walking through their neighborhood, just take a moment, look around, and enjoy, you know, the fun and the festivity of seeing these kiddos dressed up. And I'll have a little princess and a little bat girl going along with me, so I'm very excited about it.
The district's Twitter handle, for those who want to check it out.
We are Bryan ISD, at Bryan ISD, and if you want to follow the superintendent as well, who is incredibly active with his Twitter feed and entertaining, too. He's out and about quite a bit. He's at Wallace _ Bryan, BISD.
That would be WALLIS, for those
right.
who aren't familiar with the spelling anyway. Speaking of tonight is one of two nights, tonight and tomorrow night, an opportunity for those who are registered to vote to wrap up early voting.
Took care of that today myself. Always feel a great sense of pride in doing that, and I hope everyone out there eligible to vote in the Brazos Valley will consider doing that. Early voting is really the way to go. The election, of course, coming up November the 5th, but there's an opportunity this evening and also tomorrow evening, Friday night, November 1st, until 8 o'clock at night. The early voting locations are the Brazos County Administration Building there on Texas Avenue, Arena Hall, Tabor Road in Bryan, Galilee Baptist Church at 804 North Logan in Bryan, College Station Utilities Meeting and Training Facility, that's down south at 1603 Graham Road, and then the MSC, the Memorial Student Center on the Texas A&M campus. And if you wait until November the 5th to vote, of course you have to vote there where you are obligated to vote by precinct.
Visiting with Brandon Webb of the Bryan School District, you have an opportunity to see Brandon with the Inside Bryan ISD video updates, and I know you just put a new one out there.
Right. Got the blinding red shirt on this time, the red shirt and the red tie, so hard to miss this episode, but definitely don't watch it for me. Watch it for what's in it. This is a biweekly news magazine type program that we put together here in the district. Pretty easy to find if you go to the video gallery on our website at bryanisd.org, or we also keep it oftentimes in the spotlight section, which is on the lower left-hand side of the webpage. And this one, it really had some good heartwarming stories in it. Of course, we introduced Leroy Morales, the new principal of our MC Harris High School. But a couple of the other stories really, you know, they touch a chord when you work with kids. One of them is our featuring our life skills class at Bryan High. That's taught by Ms. Hopkins. And they had the students in that class, many of them have special needs, special requirements, and they also are employed by the district, so they receive a paycheck just like the rest of us that, you know, is signed off by the superintendent and is an official Bryan ISD paycheck for working in coffee shops, or what they do quite a bit of is laundry services for the cafeterias. And the look on these young people's faces when a handful of people walked in and the superintendent came carrying their very first ever paycheck in their life was absolutely priceless. It was a very touching thing to see them jump out of their chairs, take those paychecks, talk about how they wanted to buy a new iPad or some movies over the Christmas holidays, or save the money up for something bigger down the road. And just to see the pride that they took in their work was very touching. And it calls to mind that, you know, test scores and testing results, they're not the only measure of success with some of our students. You know, for these kids who are learning a skill that they can take with them beyond high school, that first paycheck for them was success. You know, it was a mark of pride, and it was a neat thing to be a part of. So you can watch some of the footage about that. And then also, a real tearjerker to close out last week. Young 5-year-old kindergarten student at Fannin Elementary, Ava Vargas, very, very sweet young lady, had no idea that her father, who had been deployed to Okinawa, Japan for the last couple of years and had also been deployed to Iraq before that, was coming home. And she hadn't seen him for 2 years. And when you're five, that's the better part of your life. And to be on hand when the principal knocked on the door and said, Ava Vargas, we have a surprise for you, and in walked her father wearing his full Marine dress blues, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. So it's just neat to be remembered so acutely that what we do here is about the kids and it's for the kids, and to see these little life moments are just, they're very special. So we were happy to capture that on video as well, and you can take a look at the latest Inside Bryan ISD right there on our homepage and see more about that.
And then one other thing to invite listeners to do is to check out an anti-bullying app that y'all have put out there.
Right. You know, we've had the Bryan ISD mobile app for Android and iPhone for a while now. It's been launched now for, last spring, I think it actually came out. It was prior to my time here. But since then, you know, the philosophy with that mobile app has been this is a living, breathing piece of technology. And as the community downloads the app, which is free in the Google Play Store for Android or in the iTunes Store, just look for Bryan ISD, you can interface with the district and you can let us know, hey, here's something else that might be handy to have on the app, because the app is meant for the people to use and enjoy and get some benefit out of. There's the traditional things you would expect on an app, like the calendar feature, news feeds, Twitter feeds, social media. It sort of aggregates a lot of what's going on in the district all into one spot, which is very handy. You can pay your child's lunch bill there. You can check out their bus route that they're supposed to be on. We just recently added a careers portal. So there's an apple on there that says careers, and you just tap that, and you immediately go to the job postings that are available right now, and those are current. So if you want to connect with us job-wise, there's a way to do it. But we began this conversation because October is anti-bullying month nationally, and the idea came about, there was already a tip line on the app where you could submit money-saving ideas or opportunities for improvement, and we began a conversation, why not put in a tip line feature for bullying and harassment? One of the main advantages is that by default, when you select that on the app, the anonymity feature is turned on. That is to say, you don't have to submit your name. You don't have to submit your location. What we're hoping is that this bullying and harassment tip line will encourage a lot of people that may be in the shadows, that may live in some degree of fear for coming forward to report an incident of bullying, can utilize the app to seek the help that they need. So you can, with just a simple few swipe and a tap right there on the mobile app, you can submit your tip. You can also, if you want to be specific about which school you're reporting about, you can select the school itself, or you can select the district. And what will happen, as soon as that tip is submitted, you just type in your tip. You can include a photograph if you'd like. You can remain anonymous or not. It's your choice. And by the way, the anonymity is guaranteed and protected. It is truly anonymous. Once you've submitted that, then a copy of that, if you've selected a school, goes straight to the school administration, and it also comes here to the district. These tips are treated just as if someone were to traditionally call in, email, report an incident of bullying or harassment in person. In other words, every one of them is taken seriously, and it begins an investigative process that looks at the complaint, looks at the situation involved, and going through the code of conduct and the disciplinary procedures that are set in place if bullying and harassment is identified. All of that is triggered just as the more traditional means of reporting these things. So we think it's a great addition. We don't get a lot of reports of bullying every year. It's a very small percentage of our overall population. But we expect the number of reported incidents to go up. But we think it will go up because people have a safer and more anonymous portal to do this now. And also, over time, the culture of this stops now the bullying will cease and desist throughout the district. In the limited cases that it does happen, that culture will begin to persist even more broadly than it does now. So this is just one more tool kind of in the arsenal, and it's available there on the mobile, the Bryan ISD mobile app.
Very good. That's our update from the Bryan School District. Thanks to Brandon Webb here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.